CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle. Life in prison is the sentence for domestic terrorist Eric Rudolph for bombing a women's clinic in Birmingham, Alabama in 1998. A police officer was killed, a nurse critically wounded. Alan Collins of CNN affiliate WBRC Television recalls Rudolph's statement about the bombing.
I had nothing personal against either of these individuals, Sanderson and Lyons, and what they did. Now, even though the security guard, Sanderson, may have been ambivalent about the politics of abortion, he volunteered to wield a weapon in defense of these murderers and as they went about their gruesome work.
During today's hearing, Rudolph denounced abortion, saying deadly force is needed to stop it. Next month, he'll be sentenced for a series of bombings in Atlanta. In all, his attacks left 2 dead and more than 100 wounded. Hurricane Emily is back in the Gulf of Mexico, gaining strength as it heads for the Mexican mainland or the Texas coast. CNN's Chris Lawrence is on South Padre Island, Texas.
Officials are definitely taking this pretty seriously. They are stockpiling sandbags for folks here to use in their home. They're trying to deepen some of the water drainage points in case they get a large amount of rainfall here.
Emily could make landfall by late tomorrow. In Iraq, insurgent attacks now reportedly have killed 18 Iraqi police and government workers today. CNN's Cal Perry reports Iraqi and U.S. forces also found a large weapons cache on a farm near Mosul.
We went out with the Striker Brigade today. They found a tip from one of their sources that there was a cache out at a farmhouse. We went out to the farm about 2 feet underground. At the farmhouse was 3 long barrels and a secondary site. They found everything from RPGs to about 15 to 20 mortar rounds, mortar tubes, ammunition, and light arms. Cal Perry, CNN Radio, Mosul.
This is CNN Radio News.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case. NASA engineers admit they're stumped. Program manager Bill Parsons says they still have not determined what's wrong with a faulty hydrogen fuel sensor that forced them to scrub last week's shuttle launch.
You know, it's difficult to find a glitch that won't stay glitched.
NASA has until July 31st to launch Discovery. The next available window of opportunity is in September. The shuttle fleet's been grounded for nearly 2.5 years. A defiant Eric Rudolph tells a judge in Birmingham he bombed a women's clinic to protest legalized abortion. Rudolph has been sentenced to life in prison for the blast, which killed a police officer and permanently disabled nurse Emily Lyons.
What he complains about, the government, is exactly what's going to be controlling his life until he dies.
Rudolph avoided the death penalty under a plea agreement with prosecutors. He also faces life sentences for attacks in Atlanta, including a bombing at the 1996 Olympics. More questions for President Bush Monday about the leak of a CIA agent's identity to reporters. From Washington, Dick Uliano reports Mr. Bush is no longer promising to fire those involved.
President Bush says he wants the CIA leak special investigation to end as quickly as possible, and if crime was committed, the person responsible will no longer work in the administration. Asked about any possible role his advisor Karl Rove played in the leak, the president pointed to the investigation.
I think it's best that people wait until the investigation is complete.
Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald is investigating whether laws were broken when the wife of Bush administration critic Joseph Wilson was identified in the news media as an undercover CIA agent. Dick Uliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
A shipment of 35 Black Angus cattle has arrived near Niagara Falls from Canada. They're the first Canadian cattle allowed into the United States since the federal appeals court lifted the ban on shipments. The 2-year ban was instituted because of mad cow disease. This is CNN Radio News.